When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello, the loaders.
Hello.
Can we call them the loaders?
The loaders.
Yeah.
The freeloaders.
But that sounds like loaders.
The loaders.
We got a lot of loaders. We got a lot of loaders. Welcome, brown loaders. We are together in the garage where we should be. On our stools, on our table, and here to do your podcast. Hope you've all been well, and thanks for listening. And actually, we're talking about loads of loaders. I feel like we bumped into loads recently.
Is that what you're calling them?
Well, I don't know. A whole load of loaders.
I thought you said brown.
I thought
you were calling them a whole load of loaders, and I was like, no, you can't do that.
A whole load of loaders.
Right.
Because they're brown loaders.
Yes.
Because, you know, Taylor Swift has... What do they call them, Swifties?
See. Oh, our fan army.
Yeah, like,
oh, okay, Swifties.
No, but I don't think.
Tay-Tay Swifties.
I don't think loaders is the right one.
No, loaders.
No,
brownies.
Luck and loaders. Yeah,
bloaters.
Bloaters. Yeah, like floaters.
No,
like
they're bloaters. Brown loaders.
So they're bloaters.
Yeah, bloaters.
So what are you if you're a fan of the brown load?
Bloater.
That sounds like you're too full or something.
Hey, make sure you bloat up. You know, no. The doors off.
I only told you to bloat up BLs.
Sounds a bit formal, isn't it? It's like basketball league.
I don't like that.
No,
I think bloaters. Is there
bloaters, Anyway, you can get involved. You can suggest what we should call you guys. But thank you, whoever you are, wherever you are, for tuning in. What's been going on, boys? How are you?
All good. We have got some cracking news. Stop.
Oh. There we go. Coming at you.
That scared me.
That was a clap to attention. I don't know what that would sound like in people's headphones. They might have just cracked themselves. I'm sorry. It was an excited thunderclap.
And if you were in our WhatsApp group, you would have known what the
you
news
would have been you would sacked. Have, you would have yeah. Oh, that, oh, you mean the new one?
The new one.
The new WhatsApp group. You would have known what we're about to say for the rest of the Ahmadmi who are listening on the podcast and are not up to date and up to scratch with the WhatsApp group.
Okay, so here's what's going down. We are going to be back at the London Podcast Festival for a live podcast. Hey. Which is a big deal. This is a big deal because we've done it a couple of times in the past. Three times. We've sold out every time, which is great. So we're telling you now on the podcast, and we did think of our little strategy was, do we do a little teaser on social media? Do we do a little this? Do we put a post up? Do we allude to it? And we thought, you know what? Just tell them. Tell the people that the London Podcast Festival is happening and we are there. This week is the announcement. This is a podcast telling you where and how to go and get your tickets. And you can just Google it. Just search for London Podcast Festival, the Brown Load 2024. And we are there. What's the date, Satch?
The date is the 14th of September, which is a Saturday night again, obviously. And it kicks off at 9:30 p.m.
So Saturday the 14th at 9:30.
That's a good time, Satch.
That is a good time, yeah.
That's a
because
good time.
The London Podcast Festival has festivals on all throughout the day and night.
And they have there's shows on us all at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. We're the last one.
Obviously, you're the man in charge of all of this comms and everything. That's your department.
The comms.
He's dealing with it.
Did you strategically think of this time? Did you ask for this time?
Well, yeah, I mean,
did you have Asian-ness in your mind?
Yeah, no. Look, I think last year we did it at 9:30. It kicked off and I thought, do you know what? It was a good time. And this year I was thinking about it more and I was like, it definitely, I don't want it to be at 7 o'clock.
No.
Why?
Because it interferes time. With dinner time and stuff.
I love the fact only brown people will evolve their whole day. I do think it is a brown people thing about food, around food.
Yeah, but it's true
actually,
though, isn't it?
You're right.
Holidays, daytime, whatever. And like now, look, already the first thing we're thinking is 9:30, and we all said it.
Yeah.
9:30, oh, that's good. So you can eat and then come.
Yeah. Yeah, and really, doors open at 9 o'clock, so you don't have to be there before 9 o'clock. Right. Get there at 9 on the dot. Yep. Show starts sharp, 9:30. And you'll see us till 11 o'clock.
And it's going to be in King's Place, which is King's Cross.
King's Place, yeah. Same right? As it was,
so
yeah.
King's Cross, Saturday the 14th of September. And I'm thinking, and around King's Cross, obviously there's Dushun, but there's loads of places to eat, right? Yeah. There's loads of places to eat. Something that you could easily book in for somewhere for 7, have a nice sort of 1.5 hour dinner, yeah. Come out, slow little mooch round to the venue, which is right there in King's Cross. Yeah. This is perfect. I love the food. But because when I do the stand-up, often we do a stand-up show around about 6, 7 o'clock. Mm. And I joke about it. I kind of go, right, you know, who's thinking about food? Who's thinking about going to do food after? And who's slightly annoyed that I've done this show at 6, 7 o'clock, which is right in the middle of food?
Yeah.
And you can see the reaction. Like, yeah, us, because everybody bases their day around food. But this is a good time. The only thing is, I think, with 9:30 p.m., knowing Brownlow people, we're going to get drunk people.
I love that.
No, but that was, do you know what? Last year, it just adds to the atmosphere of it because everyone's on a level.
Everyone's on a level. But also, can I just say, you know what happened last year?
Simon Sandu left early.
Well,
he escorted himself out.
Yeah, he had enough. He did. He had enough because he thought he was going to get on the mic and he didn't.
Yeah. No, exactly.
But no, you know what happened last time when we did an event? It got sold out so quickly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, true.
Do you know what?
We were the first to sell out.
It wasn't even... It was a few hours since the podcast went out.
Yeah, I promise you, this is not a hype thing. No. We never do that.
No, there is no
but
hype.
But it was... We were surprised because they rang us. They went, out of all of the podcasts at the podcast festival, all of them, and they're mainstream podcasts. We have to remind ourselves of that.
Tom Allen and Susie Ruffle are going to be there.
Right. That's a big deal.
Right?
Yeah. And out of all the podcasts at the podcast festival, ours sold out the quickest.
Yeah.
And they were like...
On the first day.
You know what's funny? I'm sorry. I'm going to say, the podcast festival people, by the way, they are super lovely. They are really genuinely lovely. They support us and they love us and what we do.
Mm.
But they were like... It was almost like they couldn't really believe it.
Yeah.
They're like, yours is sold out. Yeah. Like, it's gone. Mm. And it's before anybody else. So if you do want to get tickets, London Podcast Festival, Saturday the 14th. I don't think the tickets are a lot. What are they, about 20 quid?
No, they're sort
not
of...
even 20.
14 quid.
There you go.
No, 14. I mean, what can you get for 14 quid?
Okay,
I mean?
That's I'll be honest.
You can't even get one chocolate bar. Brownlow, you get three.
Bro, have you not... A cod and chips. Yes. It was 14 quid.
There you go.
Really?
Cod and chips.
Where?
For one. I was on my own. I came out
that's
of a hotel.
Ridiculous.
I thought, you know what?
Was it somewhere fancy?
No, bruv. It was a fish and chip shop.
What?
And it wasn't even in London. I would expect London. It was like Birmingham. I can't remember where I was. Yeah. But I went to the hotel. I'd done the event. And obviously, I don't eat before the event. I came out and I thought, cod and chips. I'm having it to myself. Yeah. So what? I stink out the hotel room. Doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
And I thought 14, and then you think, maybe
for
a piece 14 of
quid, you wouldn't get that much masala at Dishoom compared to what you're going to get from us three.
Yeah, you might get the masala tea for 14 quid.
Well, there you go.
But anyway, look, my point is, it's money well spent. Yes. Come and see us live. If you listen to this, more so, you know what we get a lot of, and I'm sure you boys do as well, when you're walking around, even like yesterday when we were out and about, which we'll tell you about in a minute, people come up and they go, I flipping love your podcast.
Mm.
And I
look forward.
Can you do it daily? That's what we get. Yeah, we get that. Yeah. Can you do it daily?
Yeah, of course we can. We'll just cancel everything in our lives.
Exactly now.
Everything.
Calm
down. Send the family away.
There is nothing I do daily. I'm not even a dad daily.
Even a breath.
Yeah, I'm not even a man daily. Sometimes, I don't know. Like, I can't commit to anything for that level now.
Do that daily.
No, I don't do that daily. I was gonna go. Anyway, my point is, so you get that a lot, but also you realize there's some people that it's played a big part in your life for whatever reason. Like, people have listened to this podcast while they're going on their walks. I remember there's a guy who lost 10 stone. Yeah. We met him at last year's podcast.
Yeah,
festival,
he was what a ledge.
Right.
A ledge.
And it's weird, isn't it? Because you would just never know. You would never know that guy was 10 stone heavier. Anyway.
It's crazy to think that people are inspired by just listening to the book was.
Right. But you know what it is? I get it, because I listen to audiobooks and stuff in the same way. It's just because while you're doing your bakwas, like you're on the cross trainer or working out, you don't want to think about being on the cross trainer or working out. You're like, someone just talk to me about something else.
Yeah.
So that's what I hopefully think this podcast is. So if you are that person, if you've had a good year, bad year, tough year, a year you just want to kind of come and the Brownlow's been there with you, then come and be part of the live one. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Live one, King's Cross, make a weekend of it. September the 14th. Go on. Let's see you there. And if you are coming, let us know in advance. Tickets are available now.
They are. Yeah.
They are available now. We had to hold back, but we can say it now. And also, in September, we are going to have a new Prime Minister, by the way.
Oh,
we
course,
and we've got to talk about, yeah, we got a big announcement. You know, it's not just the fact that we're going to be at the podcast festival, but there was another big announcement.
Do you know what? Like, it was kind of, on the date, it was just kind of sprung on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
5 o'clock, he's going to make a little speech.
Yeah.
Well, there was murmurings going on, obviously, because of where I am in the news building and everything. We were kind of sort of tipped off. And to be fair, a lot of people didn't believe it. They were like, in the morning, we were tipped off that it's coming today. And the way it was is, actually, it's not going to happen today. Do you know what I mean? It's just people just making things up. So a lot of people weren't ready.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the official, just for those who don't, this is the official Rishi Sunak announcement. We've all known for about a week or 10 days or 2 weeks. I don't know, how long has it been?
Well, no, it's been...
It's about a week.
Oh, no, no.
When they said that there's going to be election on July 4th. Oh,
everyone knew that there was going to be...
But what I mean, this is the official when he comes, when the current Prime Minister comes out and basically lays down the challenge, lays down the gauntlet and goes, game on, bitches, let's go.
Yeah. Do you know, like, it was so... Because obviously, you know, all the cameras are there, the presenters are sort of outside Downing Street, you know, talking, and they can see the lectern being set up behind and all of that. Do you know what I've noticed best thing about it?
Are you going to say the same thing as I did? Go on.
People playing songs in the background of just, you know, like...
Who was just,
playing? Because obviously the whole world's media, or the whole of the UK's media is outside Downing Street.
Yeah.
But you can obviously get as close to the gate, you know, at the end of the road. Someone really loud was just playing music that was
so,
just...
So it was basically, they were playing Things Can Only Get Better. And yeah. It was a tune that Blair played.
Used for the Labour Party. Yeah.
So they were drowning him out. So,
and there was like the Darth Vader entrance song or something like that. Yeah. I heard.
Oh, what, for when he came out?
Yeah. And so what that meant
and they were playing it really loud,
If we could watch it at home, obviously he was plugged into the microphone, so we could hear him. But all the Sky News and everybody who was standing there, they couldn't hear what he was saying. It was so funny because no one could actually comment on anything. Afterwards, because we couldn't really hear any of that.
But it was the whole world reacted to it because they said, "Can you get any more British than a little man in a suit coming out in the rain in his posh little voice?"
It chucked it down.
And it just died.
Monsoon. It was proper dip dip barasapani. Yeah.
Can I just say that was a little Asian production?
Oh yeah, why?
That was very Bollywood.
I just can't believe. Honestly, I thought that was sponsored by an Asian radio station.
It was,
because it just like. Sure, you know the weather is terrible. On that day, I even had, like, you know, different trainers on because I knew it was going to be wet. And so, therefore, you know, there were certain shoes that, you know, might let water in. I was prepped. I had the Mac on. I knew it was going to rain. Everyone knew it was going to rain.
Yeah, I think it was planned.
My man comes out with not a raincoat.
Nothing.
No one holding an umbrella.
Nothing.
Not even a little tent over his head. Like, what is his comms team? What are those people? Who are these people? Who's organising this? Are they on work experience? Why have they not got this ready?
Brother, I think they did it on purpose.
Now,
to make it look a bit more dramatic and
like
sad.
It's hard?
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have been the Wally with the Brolly.
Imagine if it was a nice sunny day, birds are chirping, all of this stuff, and he's come out and given that and that. I think it was planned.
No.
Because he came out later than he should have as well.
So was it like a metaphor for like this country's going down the...
I think so. It was all part of the rain come down.
No, okay. So you're saying two different things. Because if you're saying, Kedge, it was a metaphor for the country's going down, he's coming out in the rain, he looks weak,
like
he looks dismal.
Scene.
Yeah. But Satch is kind of going, nah, it's all part of the effect and drama. And like he's come out like some dark destroyer, like the Undertaker in the rain. I think you're giving it... Both of you are giving it way too much credit. No. Here's what's happened. The little... 5'2" brother was inside. He's going, hey, me benda, mari bajana. He's like, he doesn't want to go out, right? They go, no, go on, go. And his mum's there. And everyone's behind him going, chalja, putte, chalja. Like, no, it's raining. And someone's going, oh, court lagya. He goes, mani court para, mum, mani court para. All that kind of right? Yeah, that's all going on. Yeah. And then eventually, he's gone out. But he got so wet.
So wet.
But you know when the suit looks like it's made of wax?
Yeah.
Like it's got, ever been that drenched?
His bundy was wet.
Yeah, the bundy was wet. His waistcoat.
The banana was wet. It was that soaked. The banana was wet.
Oh, you're not talking about bundy is the waistcoat, but banana is the vest.
The banana's the vest. Yeah, sorry.
Banana and bundy.
Well, everything. He was soaked through.
Bundy and bundy is all wet.
Yeah, the water's going to be running down.
Down
is,
crack.
I just thought, you know, at this level in the UK, we are better at organising things.
You're right. Look, the fact is, it's game on. It's just game on, and it was just all a bit like, if you get a chance, you can just find the little video of him. You see how drenched
today?
He is.
You know what I heard today? He's already enrolled his kids to go to school in America for September.
Nah, see, that's
he's made that.
That is proper. Yeah. Even if
But
no,
are we,
there's no way.
But we've kind of achieved. We've unlocked the level of getting an Asian person into Downing Street. Yeah. I think it's kind of done now. Do we care about if there's anyone else coming in now?
Funny enough, I got a video message from a candidate who's running in my local area.
You and your connections.
Yeah, Tommy, what is going on?
How are you?
Are you getting a little backhander?
I promise you, you know me. I don't even know how I can help these
why
people.
Why are they all coming to Tommy?
No, it's just more.
This is the second time you mentioned it on the podcast now. Is there funds being transferred?
This is somebody else, right? So this is, what party is George Galloway? It's not him that's messaged me, by
the one with Martin Panesar. Who then decided to call it a day now, so he's not there anymore. But
right.
Well, am I see? Already?
Yeah, he's not there, isn't he? They fell out or something. Something happened. He didn't last. He quit or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Well,
okay. I don't know. Don't
George
care.
Galloway party. I'm saying it's not. Worker party. That's what it is.
Worker party.
Right.
That's what Monty was.
Yeah, part of. Monty was part.
Right. Yeah. So all of a sudden, I get a video from a guy, Yusuf, who I know, Yusuf Khan. Right. That's his name, right? Yusuf Khan goes to me, I'm running for the area of Chingford and Woodford Green, which isn't far from where I live.
Yeah.
It's Ian Duncan Smith's constituency. I'm an MP candidate for the Worker Party with George Galloway. Please spread the word, is what I've got, right? Now, I know Yusuf, right? Because I've done events which Yusuf has organised. Right.
I know him.
George Galloway, of course. He's the one who purred like a cat on... George Galloway is the one who purred like a cat on Big Brother.
Big Brother. Yes,
right, that's what he's known for. Right. So, Yusuf...
That's what he's known for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the man.
No, he won't.
Have you not seen the video, bro? Bro, it's the weirdest shit ever.
I know, but surely he's been known for something else. He's just
politics.
Wearing like a cat.
No, but
you're the man that turned into a cat.
And the woman...
I've seen it.
Bro, that... I can't, how can you take someone serious after that?
Disturbing.
It is why, because he does it so well and he really gets into it. Yeah. So, the guy, Yusuf Khan, who is in this video with George Galloway, and George Galloway is bigging him up, and he's kind of going, this is Yusuf Khan, he's going to be running in the area, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Basically, Yusuf, I've done a few events for. Right. Yusuf is a security guard. Right? He's a security guard who is now turned politician.
Don't lie.
Yeah, it's a big deal, right? But Yusuf's always been involved in like things like knife crime, getting knife crime down in the area, and sort of politics. But I don't know him in that political sense.
Right.
I know him as security. He even did the security satch while you were DJing here at my wife's party.
Yes,
he's the security guard.
Yes, he was.
Right? Right.
Know him.
He's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Now you're piecing it together.
Yeah.
Now tell everybody, listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Who's security? Now
I know
you know
him.
Who he is.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Yeah. Whose security does he do, Kedge?
Bollywood's finest.
Bollywood A-listers.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, my potential local MP is Shah Rukh Khan and the Butchans security guard.
Yeah.
That's how I met
Yusuf. That's the same guy, yeah.
So Yusuf and I met 2011 over in Canada at the IFAs, and we just got on. He turned up, he goes, yeah, bruv, I'm from Walthamstow. And I'm like, oh, I'm from up the road, right?
Random.
So he goes, I've got the gym there. Anytime we're going to come down and train, we started speaking, bruv. He goes, I'm doing the security for Shah Rukh. He goes, I'll tell you what, don't worry. Because he goes, all the press are here. I'll bring Shah Rukh to you.
Love that.
Right? We just got on.
Amazing.
So amongst through the crowd, Yusuf brought Shah Rukh through everyone, got him to me, we got the interview, and everyone's like, how come? And then Shah Rukh went off. And after that, Shah Rukh and I got closer and all those things happened. But it was because, I just want to say,
we're going to see tweets and Insta story posts from Shah Rukh Khan.
You know what?
Endorsing
this guy's got Bollywood backing and he's running for a local MP. Anyway, my point is, it's all happening in the politics world and there might be another Desi and you never know.
You know what? I bet you no mainstream newspaper's got that story.
I
bet you they haven't.
Well, they don't know about the Shah Rukh.
How do we get this story?
Exclusive on the brand, though.
Yeah, no, it is. It is. There is no one who's going to look at it from this angle
and
give this.
He's got a full Bollywood endorsement. And actually, the next time I saw him, him and his brother do the security for Amitabh Bachchan. Like they are close with the Bachchans. They are close with the Khans. They're close with Salman. They're close with all of them.
They know. Yeah, no. And I'm like, wow. You've met this guy before.
And can I tell you something? Yusuf's a lovely guy. Like
he's a top guy.
All about community. He goes, bruv, we all got to look up. He's, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to do an impression of you, Yusuf. Because he's massive. He's about 6'5", right? 6'6".
Yeah, big guy.
So he towers over me. And plus he's built. He's got a gym. You know, like, He goes, bruv, we have to look after the community, innit? We have to look after each other.
Yeah, he's a good
and
guy.
I'm like, okay, man, whatever you say. Yusuf, your hands are massive.
Yeah. Maybe he might be the Arnie for the UK.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh? You know, like how Arnie was the governor of California?
Oh, yeah.
He might be that. He could be that version for us.
Yeah.
So seeing as Yusuf has got links to Shah Rukh Khan, so have I.
And what? What have you done?
Obviously, you know, me on my travels, I was in Dubai last week. Yep. Still a bit bunged up, as you can probably hear on the podcast as well. I'm still
what
a bit
mad. In Dubai?
It stays in the air conditioning, man. Yeah. Still mash up. But anyway, walking through the supermarket, who do I spot in the aisles?
Who do you spot?
Not Shah Rukh Khan. Well, yeah, kind of Shah Rukh Khan. Not him doing the shopping, obviously, or his family. Shah Rukh Khan biscuits.
What? Oh, my.
Dark Fantasy.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
What a box.
They're called really? Dark Fantasy.
Dark Fantasy.
This what
is,
a box.
I'll be honest, this could almost look like...
It looks fake.
No,
it could. It does look fake.
It
do,
yeah, it looks fake. You're right, because it's... And also, it's made by Sunfeast, that famous brand of biscuits.
Apparently, they're someone... I posted this picture up, and someone said to me... Well, it's, if you're on our WhatsApp group, I posted a picture
up. Yeah, it's on the WhatsApp group.
Someone said to me they're really nice.
Okay.
It's we haven't tried them yet.
Sunfeast Dark Fantasy Choco Fills. They are choco cream filled cookies.
Open them up.
There are 24 individually wrapped cookies.
And
in
do you know what? The funny thing about the whole thing is, forget Shah Rukh Khan.
His picture's on the box, right?
Yeah. It's just got a picture. Like, it's not even like backed by Shah Rukh. Do you know, like, do you reckon it's legit?
Oh, it might not be. It's got to be. They would not.
No, because he's holding the biscuit in his hand.
But it's just so they random. Like,
no, but could be he could have just been doing that, like, you know, like...
Kudara, but was this... Right?
Could be a Jaffa cake.
Did you find this in what, Carrefour? Or what, where was it? In
Giant. So, okay. Yeah, proper supermarket.
Yeah, proper supermarket. Yeah. So then it's got to be legit.
Well, I just...
It's not a Lulu.
No, it's legit. It's legit.
I don't want
to buy them in India.
I don't want to be the first to say this. As we know from our Shah Rukh Khan interviewing days, he loves a McVitie's digestive.
Yeah. He does, yeah. We gave him a few packs, didn't we?
There's some other flavours. Why didn't he get the other ones?
Because this was the only one that he had his photo on.
Coffee one. They've got choco nut. And
but I don't know if they're his favourite. He was on Dark Fantasy. I picked up Dark Fantasy.
I like Dark because I think the...
Go on, bang them open.
Dark Fantasy, it's got proper perforated... Dark Fantasy does sound like it's got sex toys inside it. I don't know why.
Shah Rukh Khan's Dark Fantasy.
Who would like to try Shah Rukh Khan's Dark Fantasy?
Do you know what? I was actually...
What's your fair hand to? They're not as big as I thought.
They look massive. I thought Shah Rukh Khan. Honestly, is like a little wine gum.
I thought this is amazing. What's it going to be like?
Yeah. The texture is a little bit. It's what I would describe it. A little bit powdery on the outside.
It's like a bourbon. It's
should
not
I
like
dip
a bourbon
it? Should I dip it?
No, bite it.
No,
bite it first.
You got to go purist fare. How do they get the gooiness?
That's not bad. You can tell it's Indian chocolate.
The outside of this biscuit tastes like it's just covered. It's just been covered in hot chocolate powder.
No,
I think that's the chocolate.
I don't like it.
Let me tell you something. I love those.
That's
You know why? Because I love bourbons. They are bourbons with a gooey middle. That's all it is.
Gooey bourbon.
Bourbon. Well, I'm a fan of Shah Rukh Khan's Dark Fantasy.
Those are it. Message Shah Rukh Khan.
I will. I'm going to tweet that.
That's really good.
I'm not
he sometimes replies on Twitter as well.
The other thing I got.
I got something else.
Oh, yeah. More.
Snack Satch. Galaxy. Desserts of Arabia.
Oh, hello, mate.
Chocolate. So Arabic flavoured.
Oh, my God. Can we just have a look at this?
Arabic flavoured.
Look at the flavours on this. Galaxy chocolates, right? These are the four flavours. Baklava, Turkish Delight, Halwa, and Mamul. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
We ain't getting that here. Do you know what? I didn't even take a photo of that.
Take a photo of this. Now, people are going to go crazy when they see
this. You know what's so mad about this?
It's legit Galaxy as well, fake.
It's proper, what is it, Nestle? Nestle make Galaxy, don't they?
Mm. Right? This is proper because they ain't got no Bollywood star on it.
No, exactly. Yeah. And it's a proper pack. So it's a mixed bag of different types of Galaxy. Okay, baklava flavour. I'm not really a fan of baklava.
Tommy.
I know. Everyone's, my mum and dad.
I mean, I don't eat sweets, but I mean a baklava.
I don't do that.
Another Shah Rukh Khan biscuit.
Yeah, the Shah Rukh Khan biscuit. They got Turkish Delight.
Banging.
I'll pass on that.
What's
one.
Halwa? Is that halwa?
Halwa.
Like Gajra, the halwa.
No. So the halwa you get in the Arab countries is made from sesame seeds and it's crushed together and it's a very specific halwa you get from the Middle Eastern countries.
Is that what the song's about as well? When they
which one?
Show
which
me
one?
Your halwa.
No, jalwa.
Oh, okay.
This guy.
I'm sorry, I knew there was something.
Show me your halwa.
Okay, what's mamul?
It sounds rude, mate.
Yeah. What's mamul?
Mamul, I don't know.
But you went, these flavours are amazing.
Yeah, but I knew three out of four.
Bro, you ain't getting galaxies like that. Go on, crack them open.
Back them open.
Okay, I don't know what mamul is. Those flavours, I'd rather eat more Shah Rukh Khan.
If in doubt, just say it confidently.
And do you know what? Look how many in there, Tommy. That's quite good.
24.
Who likes Turkish Delight? These are small as well. Halwa, I was a massive bar.
I'm going to try the Galaxy Halwa.
Halwa.
You know, let's want. You know,
you want a baklava? What flavour, Seth?
Yeah, go on.
Galaxy is the second best chocolate to Cadbury's.
Really? I'd go Galaxy over.
There's something wrong with it. If you like Turkish delight, there's something wrong with you.
I'd go Galaxy over.
Have you noticed there's only two baklava ones in there?
Oh, really? You think they're more popular? Oh.
Yeah, they've got loads of this.
No, I'll tell you what. That was lovely. That was lovely. The halwa one is lovely. It's nutty, like a little nutty. Yeah, nutty. Sorry. Hi, welcome to the podcast, because we're just eating. And you guys get to hear what we're talking about.
Sorry.
I love it. I love this about you, Satch.
What?
This is what you do. This has become your thing now. Whenever you come back from a holiday, you bring something quite cool and random. And I'll be honest, when I was in Holland, I went around the store
looking at
Oh, right, yes, actually. I was like, nah.
No, but this kind of treats you only get from India and Dubai.
Like, well,
the funky treats. Yeah, funky treats. You only get, like, you got to go to India and Dubai.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, probably.
Yeah, like in Amsterdam, it's going to be stuff that you more or less get over here.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah.
You've got to go to European, another part of the world. Yeah. Like, even if I went to the Far East or something, you're going to come back with some funky
stuff. There was some other stuff that was serving in Amsterdam, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to bring that back.
No, you can't bring that back.
No. Cookies.
But, and I don't want to try it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so let's you know, Satch obviously has done well and delivered.
Very well. Well done, Satch.
He delivered on the snacks. Welcome. He delivered yesterday as well, because I think we need to bring it to everyone's attention that on Bank Holiday Monday.
Yes.
We had planned our first ever meal together, at least for this year, where because we haven't had a chance to all go out, us three, and have a meal and sit down and have some good food. And we planned it early doors.
This is all a dig, by the way. Just so everyone knows, this whole setup. No, because I'm sitting there like a fool. I'm sitting there because I know you're...
Have another biscuit.
You don't need another biscuit.
He's going to cuss me in a minute.
You don't need to.
All of this is just masala. This is anti-maneuver now. What you're doing now is an anti-maneuver, and you know it, because...
No, I got you, Tommy.
I'm setting up.
It's actually going to finish me off.
No, I'm not.
So basically, earlier into the Bank Holiday weekend, I was invited to go and see this Qawwali concert. The Qawwali
Orchestra. Let me stop you there.
Oh.
Oh, here you go. Intervention.
Go on, then.
Because you weren't invited, Kedge.
Oh, God.
You weren't invited.
I wasn't.
See, wasn't. Tommy put it in the group.
Yeah.
I'm going to a Qawwali concert with my wife.
Correct.
Kedge had a fit and said, oh, I want to go to that. What did Tommy do, being the nice person that he is? Tommy goes, all right, I'll have a word with my wife and see if, you know, she'll give up her ticket to take Kedge. And I thought, Kedge, that is a very shit maneuver that you've just done.
No, I didn't.
Mum was out on a date night. Mum was out on a date night.
Yeah.
Can I add to it? When Kedge actually replied and went, I wouldn't mind going to that. And can I get a ticket for my dad as well?
Yeah.
What a prick. So he wanted to double date. Your date, he wanted to go with you on your date and bring his dad. That is weird, isn't it? Tommy, honestly.
I never thought of it.
You're too nice.
If you can get, thanks, Satch. if you could, look, you know how Gujaratis work. You get one in, you try and get 60 in.
Okay, yeah. So
It wound me up. Because right. Do you know what? Nicely, you asked all of us in the group and you were like, you know, who wants to come?
Yeah. No.
You know I wasn't going to come.
Can I just
to
defend myself there? Firstly, Tommy just said, oh, I'm going to some Qawwali thing, right?
And Qawwali? Why are you saying it like that?
Qawwali.
Qawwali.
Okay, Qawwali. Well, yeah, but you know, because we're speaking English, so
you
just...
No, you're not Virgin Radio now.
Say it again. Say it properly.
Remember where you are, bro.
Qawwali.
Qawwali.
So we went to this Qawwali night, and so he just kind of... He didn't really big it up. He just went, Qawwali night. And I was like, oh. And then he posted it on his Insta story, and when I saw the poster, I was like, oh, that features Abby Sampa, the singer, who basically... I watched her performance when she did it in Scotland.
Mm.
She did it, and I shared that performance with everybody I knew, from like my uncles in Dubai,
all three
Australia.
People, yeah.
No, everyone
in your life.
The people who love Qawwali, it was just like, you've got to watch this. And it was incredible. She sang Dammas Kalandar, and the way she did the crescendo and everything, it was brilliant.
Yeah, right.
And so I was
she's
like,
great.
I was like, Tommy, you're going to that. That's going to be... That's when I said, I want to come.
At the Royal Albert Hall, we point out? The Royal Albert Hall, iconic, big, round, dome, wonderful, old, classic, near Victoria building in central London.
So basically, you obviously then thought, all right, you know what? It's more important if I take Kedge out on a date.
That's rank.
Which one is Turkish delight?
People who like Turkish delight need to have that.
I want to know what mamuli is, so I'm going to try the
go for a mamuli.
So
Tommy sacked off his missus for me, and we were going to do
out of order. I'm not happy about that.
No, but you know, sometimes you know, you gotta you know.
The mamuli is a bit like a Toblerone. Sorry.
Oh, I might try a little mamuli. It's going in my mouth. So Tommy sacked off his missus. Yeah. It was date night. Me and Tommy. Satch was not available.
Can I have to point out how that went down so you know what happened in the house?
She kicked him out. He was on the street when we got here.
It caused a little bit of a problem.
Of course, not
a big problem. I tell you what, it wasn't a big problem. Tell you why. Mm. The bank holiday weekend had just happened.
Right.
On the Sunday of that bank holiday weekend, my wife, and I'm very proud to say this, did the 100-mile bike ride.
That deserves a round of applause. That's amazing.
And it's Binny, right? Ben did the bike ride. And it's not her comfort zone. She'd done the marathon, as you know.
Yeah.
So have you, right? And you guys always often talk about running. Whenever you come over, Kedge and I will talk about running and all that. And she likes a challenge. She's going to be doing the Three Peaks Challenge, climbing all three mountains in 24, 48 hours, whatever it is. It's got to be done. She likes that. Right? And actually, I'm going to be hosting a little cheer station at the half marathon, which I said to you, you should come along and do in September.
That's the big half, isn't it?
We'll be there, Satch. We'll be on the cheer station.
What charity?
Well, because we're going to be there for Kingfisher, it'll be whatever charity they're supporting.
Oh, okay.
Right? But anyway, that's that. But she did that. So that meant, because she did that on Sunday, she had to rest on Saturday. So we went out for dinner on Friday, bank holiday weekend. Mm. Yeah. Some mellow dinner nearby, a mile away, came back home. Yeah. Blah. Meaning we hadn't had a weekend together. We hadn't done anything over the weekend. Right. So she was like, cool, Monday night, after the bike ride, we're going to have that time together. She understands completely. Because I went, look, it's better if Kedge comes.
Content, we can talk about it
on the podcast. And then I've got someone to talk about the concert with. All of this stuff. And then... And she was like, oh, okay, that's a bit of a shame. She goes, I was actually really looking forward to it. She understands.
See, Kedge, this is all Kedge's fault.
She loves music. She loves
this. This is all Kedge's fault. Yeah. Prick.
So, all the hoo-ha. And then I got there, and I swear, I don't know if anyone else thinks like this. I swear, nuzzle argument, all right?
No, hold on, don't fast forward.
I'm going to fast forward one bit, because I suddenly started to get quite stuffy and sick. Like while I was there.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, that's why I think about the nuzzle of I should have been there with my wife. I've brought the other wife.
Yeah.
Kedge.
The work wife.
And now I can feel like my hay fever was kicking in. Yeah. I was like,
weren't meant to enjoy it.
I wasn't meant to, or she did the female Jadu power.
Yeah.
And went, aha. Right. You won't enjoy this with your boyfriend.
Well, I think she's got more power than that because I think she did a whole lot of extra hoodoo on you. So anyway, as the night unfolded, the excitement was there. And then I said, oh, should we go? I said to Tommy, I said, should we go for a little pre-show munch as we do? And then Satch jumps on the group and goes, oh, I'll come for the munch. So I thought, result. I thought it can't get better than that.
I knew I'd come for the munch because I was like, I don't want to come to the Kiwali thing. Not really my thing.
No.
I knew I had a day off, but I would have come just to see you boys.
Yeah.
Have a little bite to eat. I would have been happy.
I was so excited. I was so excited. And, you know, like I went for an afternoon nap. I thought I've got to be fresh, I've got to be in
I ate accordingly. I thought we... Yeah. I ate accordingly to the munch we're going to have. I ate about 11, 12 o'clock. I thought, right, I'm not going to eat now until we get together.
I just had breakfast.
I calculated how long it's going to take for me to get there. I looked at the traffic. I was just checking everything. Is it going to be the train? Is it going to be the car? You know, and in the end, I decided because I want to try and get back home really quickly because of work. The next day, let's take the car. I mapped the route. Everything was there, ready to go, so that we were going to meet at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that was the plan.
I'm driving down there. Satch messages. I'm here, boys.
Mm.
How far are you, Kedge? I said, I'm about 6 minutes away. Let me know about the parking space. Tommy's message comes through. Satch, do you want to pick up from here?
He goes... boys, I'm going to be there, but we're meant to meet at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be there about 5:45. I'm just heading back home from the station to get my car.
What's that about?
Yeah. So I walked to the station, 12 minutes, got there, train's delayed, and then it said 14 minutes. I was like, forget that. I can't rely on that. That's now going to add crazy amount. Let me just go back and get in the car. So I went back home.
When he said, I'm going back home, I'll be honest, I had a little fit in the car.
Yeah, he did.
I lost it.
I can tell. You know how you can tell? I don't know if anyone else gets this in WhatsApp groups. The messages are going, pow, ta, ta, yeah, munch. Ooh, we're so hungry. Going to have the masala. Going to have the paneer. All right. And then I went, boys, I'm late. And it all goes quiet. Where everyone's looking at the phone going, swearing. Or going, what a letdown. My head's going, I know what they're saying. They're going, we knew it. We could have predicted it.
Not that I predicted it, but I was just... You know what it is? I was gutted because I was so excited to have dinner with both of you.
So,
and I was gutted.
Can I just... Again, I'm not making excuses, right? Yeah, you're right. I was late, but the day ran away from me because My missus then, because of the bike ride,
yeah,
she then couldn't sleep at night. She's got like rest, like, you know, like
overtired. Yeah, yeah, it's difficult.
And she's literally, she's pacing around the room. And by the way, I'm going to say it. I don't care. This is real marriage issues. This is a real podcast. I'm going to say it. I stayed awake and I talked to her to almost bring her. Because she even said it while she's pacing around our bedroom.
Yeah.
And I'm lying there in bed, right? And she goes, oh, this is how you say you feel after a comedy show. And I'm like, yeah, well, you're just buzzing. Because they all go,
but
well,
you need to learn how to unwind.
Right. Now, I have learned to unwind.
Me,
right?
Me too.
I watch
EastEnders when
right?
I go.
Yeah, exactly. And you think, oh, you know, it's 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I should go to bed.
But I have to watch EastEnders. That's whatever time I get in, I have to watch
EastEnders. Because what you're doing there
so boring,
is you're taking your mind.
But it unwinds me, Kitch.
Yeah.
It is boring.
You're taking, exactly. You have to watch kind of a sort of drivel. You can't have anything.
No, you can't have anything that's going to stimulate. Yeah.
Right, or going to perk up more.
Yeah, yeah,
can't
yeah.
have more music.
Nope.
Sometimes even spiritual stuff, you know, that can help.
I listen on the
stuff.
Way home, talk. Smooth. No, not even that anymore. I don't listen to music anymore. LBC.
Yeah.
I need to hear people talking.
Yeah, you want to be almost bored to death. with wow. conversation. Anyway, so all of that. And while she's pacing around and she's talking about all sorts of stuff, because she's just buzzing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm listening and I'm thinking, you know, if this was the other way around. You wouldn't sit there and talk to me. You'd go, can you stop pacing around? Can you stop pacing? Why don't you just pace around downstairs? You know, I want to sleep.
Yeah.
She'd be tired. But I'm like, I was tired as well. My point is, that happened. And then I get up. And obviously now, because she's paced around today, she's not awake first thing. So I sort the boys out in the morning. And then throughout the day, obviously her legs are aching. Yeah. She gets another massage, this time from my mum.
Oh.
Yeah. Her mother-in-law came over and gave her a full leg massage.
Nice.
So I sort of, and then I'm sorting out the boys.
Did you get one?
No, I've got no reason to get one because I haven't done anything. All I've done is hold the family together.
Yeah.
But anyway, forget that doesn't deserve a massage.
The water carrier.
I'm there doing my thing while she's gallivanting around the country. No. So, but basically my point is all of that meant the afternoon stuff ran
a
bit
late. Yeah, there was just a lack of coordination. There was lack of planning from you,
Tommy. It's not lack of planning. The lack of that. I tell you what, I wish you'd been here because I tell you, I'm working on it. I hate my life and I'm thinking, how's this happened? Now, you know, and I'm thinking actually just get to that 5 o'clock. Get to that, you know, we were going to go massage. Get to that beneath, and I was even thinking, you know what, this time I'm not going to have the thali, I'm going to have a dish. I want one proper dish and some garlic naan, and then naan is good there.
Garlic naan is banging.
The satchel order.
Did you have the pani puri, or did you have any of the golgappe sort of pani puri starters?
We didn't have it because he don't like pani puri, but we had
the Dane one though, don't you?
We had the vada pav. Sliders.
You sent me a picture of it. That bun looked so good and shiny. Good.
And then while you were having a McDonald's, I felt sorry. Then from anger, I went to just feeling sorry for you.
Because I hadn't eaten, right? So then all of a sudden, I'm driving in. I went, what are you boys? You're there. What are you eating?
Yeah.
As soon as you sent the picture, I was like, oh, crap. I need to eat something now.
Yeah, and I think that's why you weren't in the right zone for the diwali.
Yeah.
Because you'd eaten gora food.
Yeah. Maybe.
You've got the cuisine has to match the event of the night.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know,
so if you're coming to see the Brownlow, you want everyone to go and have a curry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to get things. So
don't have a curry and come to Brownlow.
You've got to match what the event.
Yeah, the hover that comes out of our mouth has got to match the hover coming out
I'm
of
telling
the
you now, don't have a curry and come to Brownlow.
Go on, have it. In fact, have your curry in the Brownlow.
Bring it in there.
Be there.
No, bring it in there. That ain't allowed.
I want to hear a Lafafa Russell. Listen, in fact, the mission is whether you can bring in food into the Brownlow live podcast, eat it without no one noticing, and then take a little picture of the empty wrapper.
Yes.
No, go
not
on.
Not allowed.
And bring in your own booze. No, not okay.
No, it was a bit of a fiasco. So I ended up having a date night with Satch. You were dumped and I had a date night with Satch. It was really quite romantic.
No, you had part one of your date night.
Actually, that's true. You know, because double
date. He had two dates in one day.
I had two dates.
Yeah, he dated both Brown Lloyd boys. Mm. So you guys had the food then. I didn't join you for the food. I got a little McDonald's on the way.
Yeah.
And then we met outside the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
And
I went home.
And there's a little bit of coordination. Get this. By absolute coincidence,
yeah,
we parked across the road from each other.
Nice.
We just
kismet connection.
You know what I mean? Like just vibes. Yeah. Just kind of tuned in.
Yeah.
So we did that. Then we're trying to walk it. And we're walking up to the venue. This
annoyed Tommy.
Getting into the venue was annoying because we were kind of, because I tell you why, I was a bit annoyed that there was free drinks from 6 to 7 for PR and media people, right?
We missed
that. Like, brilliant. We're getting there at 6:40 now, right?
Yeah.
Because Kedge had a meal at Masala Zone. I didn't. I'd had a quick McDonald's. I was there.
Yeah.
Right? So we get there and we're trying to find the gate and we're going, oh, we can queue up at a box office queue. We queued up. Oh, by the way, shout out to, should we do the shout out first?
Do the shout out.
Shout out to Shida. Shida and your friends. Shida just came up to us and she went, excuse me.
Would it be a bit scared.
Yeah, so did I, because she came right in our face.
Aggressive.
No. She went, excuse me. You know, would it be okay if we queued up with you? And she goes, and we
like, you had no option to say no.
We were at the back of the queue. We were like,
We were lost.
We were like,
Yeah,
we looked at each other. We went, and then she went, seeing as we are big Brownlow fans, I was like, oh!
Anyway.
And then, yeah, I had a nice little chat with them. So I hope you had a great night, Shida, and the gang. And then they went, we got to the front of that queue and they went, oh no, you're not here. If you're collecting tickets, because we're on a guest listy thing, you got to go around to door one. So we walked around, door 12.
12.
They sent us around to door 12. So it's a big round building.
Door
12, going out. Hi, we had to pick up tickets. No, it's not here. You want to go to door one? Yeah. We go, it's now five. I went, how long to the show? 5 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah, 2 minutes, right? Which way is it? She goes, well, if you go out the doors, go on, Kedge. I'm going to tee this up for you.
No, no.
This is what she says.
I said, which way is it? Because obviously, you know, all the doors are numbered around the thing, right? So we were obviously coming out of door 12. So I was like, it was door 8 or something.
Wherever it was.
And so I said, oh, so which way do we go? Left or right?
Go on.
Yeah, which way do you go? Left or right?
She said, her answer was, it's either left or right. And she said it deadly serious.
That's a me answer. She looked straight at Tommy and goes, it's either left or right.
And it's a round building.
It's a fair point, though.
There
isn't
is it? There is no. If you go straight, you've left the
you've
Royal
left
Albert
the
Hall.
Building. Yeah.
And I, you know, you go.
Tommy looked like he was gonna, like, do you know what I mean?
You know,
like,
you look like, you
jump on and
no, because I thought, are you taking a piss? Are you, like, is it? And then I looked at Kedge and Kedge went, is he left or right? You know, as you're walking away, is he left or right? I mean, what's wrong with people nowadays?
I was so annoyed. I'm like, is this the answer you're gonna give us?
Brilliant line. That is amazing.
It's either left or right. You work here.
She's not wrong. It's either left or right. You can go either way.
Yeah, all right, Einstein. But do you know what I mean?
What do you want me to say?
I said, I'm gonna walk there. She goes, with what legs? I went, either the left or right.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably left or right. I might go left, then I go right. It's like, it's crazy. Then we go around, then eventually get in, and we go. I went to the woman. Oh, is the bar still open for like the drink?
Yeah.
No, it's starting now. But that was the Asian person who was doing the PR. So anyway, in we go, and we sat down.
Sounds like you lot had like a disaster getting in.
It was a little bit of a, again, the fiasco continued. Tommy brought that sort of fiasco vibe with him. And then
to the date.
So we sat down and that was good. We had nice seats. I just couldn't stop laughing because the guy in front of me, I mean, we were pretty close to the front. The guy in front of me decided to get the durbin out.
Eh?
The binoculars.
Right.
Durbin in Gujarati. What do you call it in Punjabi?
It makes sense because it's durbin.
Dustbin. That's the durbin.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the word is in Punjabi.
Oh, come on, Tommy.
Binoculars in Punjabi.
Binocular.
hello@thebrownlow.com if you know. Or slide into DMs.
Durvich, just me. It will have an official word. I bet you, look, as my dad is quick to point out.
Come on.
He goes, there aren't words for everything in Punjab because in the Punjab, we don't need binoculars.
No, but you need binoculars. Binoculars must have. No, to see the army. To see the enemy coming. Come on.
To see the...
Come on. The Punjab fighters must have been able to see the army coming.
Back in the day,
the British
Punjabis all owned loads of acreage because they're all farmers.
To keep an eye on the cows.
On the field, yeah.
Come on.
I don't think they
must.
I don't
think if Gujaratis had durbins, then Punjabis must.
What did Gujaratis need binoculars for?
Studying.
No.
Mathematics.
You had farms. Accounts, finance. It makes sense. What do Gujaratis need binoculars for, Kedge?
Basically, because, you know, in the Wadi, is the other big sort of area, a courtyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they would want to copy the Garba styles that the
village
next Wadi
were doing.
So that they can then bring the Garba style into
Sounds
their
dodgy to
Wadi.
Me, mate. Brav.
So the song is, Tu Nachala, Teri Wadi Aya. So Tu Teri Wadi Aya. We come to your front garden. That'd be great.
There you go. That's probably why Gujarat is at it. But he kept pulling the... I don't know what he wanted to see.
Actually, who actually needs binoculars in life?
What? No.
In life.
That is a great observation.
No, that is a great...
I get it. No, think about it. When you're on a ship, you need binoculars if you're the captain to see.
But telescope.
General people, what do you need binoculars for?
Okay, so
there was an era that everyone
had binoculars
in a leather case. I remember my uncle had a massive leather case. They were solid. Like, I wouldn't even let me touch it.
A bit like the cameras used to get in a leather case. You know the big proper cameras
with the velvet inside. Yeah, do you remember?
Button up. Yeah, right. You're right.
That is a good point. Have you got binoculars and for what?
For Peeping what Toms.
Why have you got?
Have you got binoculars today?
Unless you live somewhere where there's a wildlife or a view. Like, unless you live, like, you know, where
You want to see like a blue tick.
Yeah. Any colour.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So my old agent, a good friend of mine, right, he's got three or four pairs of binoculars, but he's on the 31st floor of a very central London building. So, you know, for the fireworks, for the London Eye.
No,
for
all that kind suspect.
Of, but I ain't going to lie. When I was around there, this Tommy turned in, because I really enjoyed peeping. I ain't going to lie.
Binoculars are for only for that reason.
Bruv, I'm not talking about nothing dirty, right? It was a daytime thing. But once you start,
right, it's
quite hard to do.
Yeah. Stop.
Firstly,
looking at things.
And the ones he's got, like, they're quite heavy. They're heavy duty because they're good ones. And the good ones are like a few hundred quid.
Go cross-eyed.
No, they don't make you. Well, I'll tell you what you're looking at might make you go cross-eyed. But what's matter? You're looking into people's like flats.
Right. Of course.
And then I tell you what it is. It's like real life Big Brother. And that's what it is. I wouldn't look at anyone doing anything dodgy. We're not choose what they're doing.
I'm going to say it. Binoculars should be banned.
You're right.
There's no need for binoculars.
I felt naughty doing it. I did. I felt naughty. I was like, this is wrong.
You're right. I think Satch needs to create a petition.
Yeah.
Binoculars.
Right. I wouldn't want to be sitting in my kind of kitchen knowing that someone can see me. Yeah. And that's all the people are doing. But I was watching thinking, this is just regular folk. Like a nature documentary. You know, like, here they are in their natural habitat having their breakfast or having their lunch or whatever. And I'm just secretly watching.
That is weird.
Yeah, but I did enjoy it. I ain't going to lie.
I know you enjoyed it, but that is strange.
Yeah.
That's very
strange. It's a little bit, voyage.
Yeah.
And also, voyage.
No, we can't let that go because we're going to get messages. A voyage is a journey. Voyeurism is viewing.
But you know what I mean? I try to make it a noun. But what I'm trying to say is that this kaka who had the binoculars. We could see Abby.
He went looking at Abby.
Like, what did he want to see, though?
We weren't far. We had good seats. Really good seats.
He kept looking at him.
Do what Tommy was doing.
Would you want to see the string that the violin person is plucking or something?
He's looking all the way around, flipping Royal Albert Hall at next people and stuff.
Yeah, he wanted the details of it all. But there is definitely something.
It weren't of the hall, mate.
Nah. Is there anyone under the age of 60 who owns a binoculars? If you do, you should be arrested.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the bottom line. Anyway.
Check
the hard drive. But going back to the performance of the night, we've got to mention Abby Samper and the composer. You know, they put this... You know what I really loved about it is that they only started doing this like in, what was it, 2018. She said it on stage. They just started messing around with a bit of Qawwali, the love for the music, and they got together. The composer, Rushil, I think his name is, started messing around with it, put it all together. And they started off very small in a local kind of, you know, like a little show in where they lived. And here they were yesterday selling out Royal Albert Hall. And I thought, you know what? That's rated.
Selling out Royal Albert Hall.
It's your own project. It's your own dream. And I think that's how it should be. And that was a brilliant example of, you know what? Keep chasing your dream.
Right. And exactly that. And they started, like you said, at a time just before lockdown. So they would have just started, got going, had lockdown knocked the wind out of them, and then got back. And now here they are.
I remember Abby Samper and music being sent from her to a radio station that we were working at and it not being played.
Yeah.
And now she's absolutely killing it, and the control of her voice to sing Qawwali like that.
Oh, she was very... And there was at one point when she did the Masakalanda. You know how like they can make their voice, they can really move it, and then it can go up. It's just so good. Yeah, Rushil Ranjan is the composer, and he worked together with Abby on this one. Great. So, and all the composers, all the musicians. Satch, I thought of you at one point because a doubler player.
There's
a doubler player there, and as he's playing the doubler, obviously I don't know. But I know one's the kind of the bigger one, and one's the kind of the higher
bass.
Note.
Yeah.
The higher note one, he was almost grabbing the top of the skin of the doubler and then hitting it at one end. So it's going do-do-do-do-do-do.
It's like if you hold it with a hammer or something. Yeah, like one of those steel hammers.
But he made it sound just... I know, because you get the... And he just kept it that high. And he turned into like a little synthetic kind of rave kind of sort of...
It looked like he was going to drop a house like tune.
And it was like that. And it was so good. Like the crowd were going, everyone was roaring for it.
Yeah.
Nice. Just so uplifting.
So it's good to kind of see that both of you had a good time at the concert. And seeing as, obviously, I didn't get to come to it.
No, you and my wife. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I can do now then, Tommy, is I've got two tickets for a concert on Friday. I was going to take one of you two. But I think I'll just take someone
else. I can't make it.
Can you take Kedge's dad?
I think he deserves it.
But Jana, he's been offered up.
I might just take it. I don't know.
Now we've got to go. Should we guess? I really don't know.
It's going to be an R&B act. Or do you know? It's going to be an R&B act.
If, did you buy tickets?
It's someone we know.
If the person in concert?
Dessie. Someone we know, yeah.
Dessie.
Dennis. Yeah.
Rapper.
No.
Oh, someone we know. It's Dessie.
Someone we know. It's quite a big deal.
Jay Sean.
Yeah. Yeah. Sold out show.
Oh, I saw that. Well done. Yeah.
What time, Serge? What time is it?
What, why do you want to know?
No, I might be, able, might be able to be available.
No,
but
you ain't coming. Neither of you are too.
I can make
coming.
Myself available.
Yeah. No. It's sorry. Actually.
I'm going to go down.
Sit on both seats.
I'm down.
My feet up.
Satch, I want you to know now, after my letting you down, come for the meal with you, Satch, where Kedra was also going to be, I want you to know that I don't deserve these tickets. So I want you to enjoy it and take someone that you, you know, take a friend and have a, but I wish you a great night. It's also Milo's 12th birthday and I have to be at home. But other than that,
Kedra's got a work thing on. I know he ain't coming.
He knows.
He knows.
Okay. No, but that's what I'm saying. I might be available because I can duck out after.
Bro, you're not invited to be available.
Can we do a little big up for Jay Sean? Big up. Come back. Sold out.
Where is it? It's at Hammersmith O2.
Oh, yeah.
Good on him.
One of those.
Good on him. Smash it, Jay.
Can you film when he sings Remember the Time? I love that tune.
Do you remember the time?
No, that's Michael Jackson.
That's Michael Jackson, bro.
No, that's Michael Jackson.
How does Jay Sean remember?
Do you remember?
With
Sean Paul.
Yeah. So it's not called Do You Remember the Time?
Well, no, it's Do You Remember.
Do You Remember?
I just added that bit extra.
Yeah, that's
extra.
What threw me then.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, go ahead. Anyway, I want to, something that threw me this week, right? And I thought, you know what? I've been saying it wrong. And I put my hands up and I go, I've been getting this wrong all my life. Also, because I don't really have it that often, but I've never known it. So much
I want to say.
I'm not going to say anything. I know Tommy did. Yeah. I looked at you, Tommy, and we thought the same thing.
Yeah.
How do you guys say this word?
Ibuprofen. He's pulled up a word on his iPad.
Satch, how do you say it?
Ibuprofen.
You do ibu.
See, he went ibu.
Ibu. And I did ibu, like a view. Ibuprofen.
What is the way to say this word? No one knows.
Don't say ibuprofen.
I've heard so many, they say ibuprofen.
No, but that's not, ibuprofen is wrong.
It's wrong. The wrong spelling, but a lot of people say ibra.
Ibuprofen, it could sound a bit Arabic.
Or is it ibuprofen?
Who invented it? What country? Because that might make it like, it might be a medical, just a medical word.
I think it's just a medical thing.
When invented it anywhere like that, was it?
The formula is C13H18O2.
Yeah, okay.
Where's the country, origin?
Pronunciation is ibuprofen.
B-E-W. Almost like you're saying it like B-E-W.
Yeah, so it's not ibu.
No,
ibu.
It's ibu.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Ibuprofen.
So this is a bit like Nutella, which I still get Italian people. Big up my Italian listeners for Brownload coming up to me saying, thank you for saying Nutella. Thank you for saying Nutella. Yeah.
But so, I just thought, you know what? It's
so
a big one.
So how have you been saying it?
Ibuprofen.
You've been saying ibuprofen?
Yeah.
I've never
even looked at the packet. I'll be honest with you, I don't eat this stuff, but I'm just saying, like,
you're not meant to eat it.
Yeah, but no, you know but how to pronounce lamb chops.
I've never looked at the package. Like, and I think it was like my gran who just says ibuprofen. You everyone just says it.
So
you just
fresh.
So you just
Kedge just picked
and
up.
See,
that's
it.
That I'm gonna allow it then because it's your gran involved.
No. I saw his gran.
First time I saw it, I was like, oh, there's no run.
No, but that Kedge, how have you not read something?
Because I thought it's ibru.
It's not Ibru.
Ibru.
Ibrahimovic.
Oh, ibuprofen.
Ibra. Yeah, I thought it's like Ibra.
Ibrahim, yeah.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah. No, Ibu. Okay, so
I reckon
tell you what.
All Desis get this wrong.
No, I think
it's you.
Ibuprofen. You get. My mum even says ibuprofen. Yeah, she knows. But what I'm saying is, I think there's a lot of words we have to forgive British Asian people that if you've been raised and been in close proximity with your grandparents,
exactly.
There's a lot of words. Development. I remember when I read that out in class. Because I didn't know, and I read it. Yeah,
so lasagna. Like,
yeah, lasagna.
Economics.
Electric
economics.
City. Yeah.
Electric city.
Yeah. Ballinster instead of banister. Is it balinster? It's on the balinster because I thought it was like a balancing stick.
Oh, bro, you're completely different with a nail.
Balinster, yeah.
Ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Ibu.
Yeah. So yeah.
But how have you got that? Okay, that's
I got it completely wrong. But it's a big thing. People have been getting it wrong.
I can't believe you called it that. I think you're very much.
Thank God, I've never said it out loud in public, apart from obviously on the Brownload.
Well, that's like an early things we've learned. Shall we go into our things we've learned?
Before we do that, we should do things we've watched
because we haven't done that in a while.
Oh yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I've seen some cracking things.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Can I just start with saying things I want to watch yet? Because
hang on, is it through binoculars?
You won't need to see these binoculars because they're massive, and it's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. I want to see the new because
the early reviews is it's okay,
but you got to see that on a big cinema screen.
But people are saying it's
oh, I can't just
I know,
okay.
And I was gutted, and the guy
because they're always so good. As a human story,
but,
almost.
But from what I'm hearing is that obviously because, you know, Caesar died in the last one.
Yeah.
He's struggling to go anywhere now.
Oh.
Caesar died. I hadn't seen the last one.
Sorry, Sanj. Sorry.
What? But yeah. Okay. But I really wanted
to watch that.
My mum and dad love the whole Planet of the Apes series. They love the TV show back in the day. All of that. And so they are fully. And now with all the new effects. The last one. They also really love Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible films.
Yeah.
Which are brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
All the Mission Impossible.
Can't be him.
That's it. You just cannot go wrong. Thank you, Tom Cruise. You are proper Hollywood. But that aside, we went and watched it at the Lux Cinema with the recliner chairs.
Ooh.
And they were blown away. They'd never been to that before. They were like,
that's
wow.
Beautiful.
So I was like, yeah, great. So I want to go back and watch Planet of the Apes again. Dad, I know my dad's listening to the podcast, so we just got to work out.
I think I'm going to wait for the digital version of it.
Digital.
No, like, is it when you can watch
Netflix
it?
Netflix or something.
Oh, okay, right. They come out quicker than you, when you think. What did I see?
Yeah, proper quick. Like, they all come out really quick.
Cinema a little while ago. But what I did watch was The Fall Guy. In the cinema.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, that was good because I like.
I think that's how they would describe it as an Akshay Kumar time pass.
Yeah,
leave your brains at home.
Yeah, because it is wham bam though. Because he's a stuntman, there's some wicked stunts in it.
Right.
But it also kind of reflects upon the movie industry.
What's it about?
So you think that's brilliant because you don't know The Fall Guy as a show.
No.
So it was, I caught a bit of it because it was around in the 70s more so than the 80s.
Yeah, well,
so
I'm only, born.
But when they rerun it in the 80s, I was watching it. So I was watching it a little bit then. But 70s and 80s show, and it's about a stuntman, right? But in this series, that obviously he solves other problems and issues along the way as well as being a stuntman.
Right.
So, but in this film, there's obviously a case, something that he gets involved and drawn into that he's got to sort out. But it's also him and his love interest and the stunts and all that and the wham bam action of it all. But you get a little glimpse at it. Tell you who it reminded me of. Oh my God, I've gone blank. Who's the guy who does the voice for Amitabh Bachchan?
I forgot his name now.
You have a think of the name.
Sudesh
Bosley.
Yeah,
well done,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I remember in our podcast when he spoke to us, he said, "Oh, I'm like the man in the wings." You know, like he's there, stood at the side while Amitabh gets all the credit.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? And it reminded me of the stuntman in the same way. They're like,
it's the stuntman who don't get the credit.
Yeah. And I did a kedge. I was like, you know what? This Fall Guy kind of film concept, we need a playback singing version of. Like there's a big star. There's someone who's the voice of him, but he's got his own little...
Got ya.
Channel.
Yeah.
But anyway, wham bam, good entertainment, good to see. Good to see. So that's what I watched. But again, it wasn't life-changing. If you don't watch it on this big screen...
The thing I watched on Prime, a lot of people are watching this at the moment, Clarkson's Farm, season three.
Oh, season three.
So good.
I thought you'd clocked that already. When did that come out?
No, it's newish.
It's come
newish.
Out a couple of weeks.
Couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
Really good. And to the point that even my folks really love it. Do you know what? Like Jeremy Clarkson is just so good at that kind of TV.
Content.
No, like it's like a bit of like, it's like Top Gear for farming. It's hard to kind of, because obviously none of us are really into farming or we're not going to know anything about it. But when you watch it, you're like, this is quite interesting.
Yeah.
It's like sexy. What's it called?
Country file.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Really good. Worth watching.
What it is he's also got that way of just telling it how it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he'll be the first to kind of go, he's an idiot about himself. They're idiots. He'll cuss everyone. And I do think he's misunderstood. I think he's very real and very raw.
I want to go to the Diddley Squat.
Yeah, we should.
Loads of people will actually go there and they say the queues are like ridiculous.
Yeah, I bet.
If they go on the weekend.
To do what?
Just to buy his, go to, yeah, you know, can, jams, yeah, and book, honeys, yeah, and yeah, whatever, right, organic stuff.
I see on a lot of people's like Instagram and stuff. They're like going, if they're on the way. What? It's on the way to like, it's Oxford or something like that. Isn't
yeah,
it? Like
yeah, Burnham, Cotswolds.
Go, yeah. Okay. And the other thing that I watched, and I've got to say, this was absolutely brilliant.
Go on.
Remember that show called Hijack that was on Apple TV?
Idris Elba.
That everyone kind of went crazy over. Remember?
Yeah, we watched it together.
Yeah, everyone watched together.
Yeah.
I would say this show's better than that. Wow. It's all based around a journey on a plane and something happening to someone. It was on ITV a few weeks ago. You can catch it on ITVX now. It's called Red Eye.
Oh yeah, Redo, supposed to be really good.
And
there.
My brother told me about this when I went to Dubai. So I started watching it when I was over there, actually.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop watching it. It is, I'd say it's better than Hijack. Wow. If you liked Hijack, I'd say this is better.
What's it on?
ITVX. Okay, so even good, if you go into your Skybox and put Red Eye in, honestly, you will keep on watching it because it just is so good.
No, brilliant.
So good.
And you just reminded me of that because also on Netflix, what I watched was the Kevin Hart show, the Mark Twain Prize, where they have all these stand-up comedians giving him, like, cussing him a little bit.
The roast.
Bigging him up. No, it's not a roast.
Oh, okay.
This is
a celebration. The roast, by the way.
The roast is really good. Yeah, Tom Brady.
I saw that.
That's very good. And again, Nikki Glaser's set.
She was really good.
Everyone's saying, by the way, right now, that now her kind of worth after that has gone up.
Triple.
Yeah, like she's huge. But this was actually quite funny. Jerry Seinfeld comes out for Kevin Hart. There's all comedians. They're doing like little 5-10 minute bits about Kevin and all that, but it's very good. Even Jerry Seinfeld's opening. So if you get watch it, it's on Netflix.
And just another quick one. Obviously, I was on the plane this last week. On the way back, I was like, I just need to watch something that's going to make me fall asleep.
Bollywood film.
It was a late night one. It wasn't a Bollywood
LBC
film.
LBC wasn't available.
No. I've never watched a John Wick film.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Neither have I.
Never.
Are you guys serious?
Never.
And I to be fair, I only watched all of them this year.
Okay, yeah. So people are mad for it.
I put number one on, thinking I'd fall asleep.
You ain't falling asleep.
Incredible film.
Oh, even number one now? Because somebody said
so good.
Number one. I watched number one, number two, number three, number four, all this year.
Yeah,
I think stop. Yeah. As soon as I saw one, I'm like, how did I miss this?
Yeah, it was really good.
In its prime.
I know what you mean. I do. Okay,
and I get why it's such a big deal. It was such a good film.
Number two, though.
Different level. Number one was a bit basic, but it was a good film.
No.
Okay, please don't spoil it. Please don't spoil it.
It's a good film.
Yeah, but just don't tell me anything about it.
It's best to go in cold.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm in. Okay, let's back.
Keanu Reeves is a bad man.
Okay, good.
It's like Matrix on
If
drugs.
Anybody else has not watched John Wick, I'm going to try and watch one by next week. So
please
do. If you do it, please just holler at us.
What a film.
To drop us a little message.
Right, I've got two films and two TV shows.
Okay.
I saw Mad Max Furiosa, the new one, in cinema. Because the hype is unreal. Oh, it's the best film this year. Incredible, la da 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 da. I just wasn't.
Not feeling it?
I'm not a Mad Max fan. So I went in. You can go and watch this because it's a prequel, so it's the start of the whole story. I really couldn't care. I wasn't invested in the story. It was like, it looks amazing. Filming, cinematography, all that. It's
like Dune and all that.
No, it's not even Dune. Dune's got like a proper story. I was more involved in it. I just didn't care about this story. So therefore, it wasn't my cup of tea. Maybe I should have gone to see Planet of the Apes, but I made the decision. It was the wrong call. I've also seen Civil War, which is an incredible film. That was much better. It's available now digitally. Download. It's
Civil War. I'm thinking of
Big actors in it, but it's
Marvel,
a brilliant story.
Isn't there a Marvel?
No. This is it's probably like Avengers Civil War, something like that. Yeah. No, but watch this one. It's about America, you know, having a civil war at the moment. It's a really good story, and actually, you are fully invested the whole way through.
Cool.
Great film. Two shows. The two biggest shows at the moment. If you liked Squid Games, you've got to watch The 8 Show. It is brilliant. Sash, did you start it?
I saw the trailer. Not for me.
Oh, not for that.
No, but you said you liked Squid Game.
Yeah, but bro, this was, again, it was just all in Korean.
There's a lot of subtitles. And it's fast.
It's not Squid Games.
No, no, it's better. It's another game.
Okay.
Only 8 people. Again, money, humans,
yeah,
what
I'm
happens,
done
how
with
we can
that
start
now.
Behaving.
I'm done with that.
Okay,
now,
fine.
No,
yeah. But it is really good.
Okay.
And the other show, which is so good, is called Dark Matter.
Oh, not Dark Fantasy.
No, not Dark Fantasy.
Dark Fantasy on the biscuits available from Charlotte.
Dark Matter.
Are ese bade bade shehar mein chote chote biscuit khate hai, senorita. No, I'm getting my lines mixed up. What's the line? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Big towns having little biscuits. That's us right now.
That's anyway, it, yeah.
So Dark Matter.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, my brain is not big enough or clever enough to understand the science of this show. And it is one for the geeks, because I think a lot, like, you know, there's no way Satch is watching more than 5 minutes of this thing.
Look at what he did there, right? First he cussed himself and goes, you know, my brain's not big enough. Satch, you wouldn't last 5 minutes. And then carries
my
on.
My brain's smaller than
this. Yeah,
no, I'm not.
Just because you don't know.
No, because I know Satch is a wham bam.
His brain's small, mine's smaller.
Even smaller, yeah.
Even smaller.
He didn't even mention me, because he's like, no. Tommy,
what brain?
Tommy has already forgotten what show I'm talking about.
Dark Fantasy Biscuits.
Dark Fantasy. Tommy's going to look for Shah Rukh Khan in the dark alleyway.
All I'm saying is, I think it's worth a go because it's so cleverly written, and it's about physics, and it's about it's like how physics? You could exist.
It's a no for me.
Yeah. See, I knew it. But it's how you can exist in another version of yourself at the same time, which then affects what's happening now. It's brilliant.
Do you know what? The one thing I get told the most.
Go on. Kedge comes and watches the most weirdest things. Let me.
That's the only line I get. Yeah. Whatever Kedge suggests, I don't watch because it's shit. That's what people say to me.
But no, I tell you what it is. It represents, because there's some people, what I will say is I have to balance it out.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like someone like,
say it as you see.
One person, Peter, that's only you. Yes. Pete, who messaged the show, he said, I love what Kedge comes out with. And actually, so what I mean is, Kedge is there for the weirdos.
What? Yeah, okay.
You're going to represent cool all.
Says a lot about them.
You're going to represent all types.
I'm there
all
for the aunties. That's what I'm there for.
But I'm just saying, I'm there the general consensus, 95% of people that come up to me and say that, I'll never watch anything that kids suggest.
Yeah, but you've got to target the 5%.
Yeah. Huh?
They all need loving.
Yeah. And from you, they do. They want your dark matter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your darkness doesn't matter.
Right. Things we've learned.
Things we have learned. I'm going to start because mine was a proper little bit of curiosity from me. I'm walking along and I'm this... Oh, how do we say it? We were going for dinner on Friday night.
Mm.
And I thought we were going to go there. And this place is known for its cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, I wonder if they do a mocktail as well. Because I do like a good mocktail. You do a good mojito mocktail. It's delicious, right? Nice and sugary, syrupy. And I thought, cocktail.
Oh. Did you Google that?
You Googled
it? Yeah, I did Google it.
Yeah, what came up?
Right. No, I Googled.
Yeah.
Why do they call it cocktails? No, I didn't get nothing dodgy.
That's a good Google.
Yeah.
That's a very good Google.
That's a very good Google.
But before I did it, and before I read it, I was like, what do you think? I thought, cocktail, is it because it's a bit fancy?
Is it something to do with oxtail?
No.
What?
You know when you got one mate that just makes it weird? Like, what? No.
No, that's not weird.
That is weird.
No.
That's the first thing I came to mind.
I tell you what I thought. I thought, and this is wrong, because cocktails are a bit fancy, they put like, might put like not feathers in there, but sparkles, they might make it look a bit like a feathery, like a the tail of a cockatoo is what I think, like a parrot.
Oh yeah,
like it's a cocktail. And I thought, why a cocktail?
And it's like a cock's tail.
Yeah, or like the tail of a cock.
Yeah,
like the Spurs logo.
Yeah,
yeah, which has got a cock on it, isn't it?
Yeah,
and it's got a cock in the jacket now as well, isn't it? so it comes from. This is brilliant. Cocktail, which sounds like I'm just saying it with an accent. But
yeah, that's just saying a Desi accent.
Cocktail. That was Italian. No, say it again.
I was trying to be French. Cocktail. Cocktail?
Yeah.
C-O-Q-U-E-T-E-L.
Cocktail.
Cocktail. Right? A cocktail was a term for a mixed drink in Bordeaux.
Wow.
Right? So
French.
So it's complete, right? So it's nothing to do with cock and tail. It's cocktail.
Yeah.
Spelled right that way. But they became cocktail in America. But however, the coquetier is a French word for an egg cup. It's the vessel in which someone called Antoine Amédée Péchaud.
Pardon, beg your pardon.
Péchaud.
It is
Péchaud. Hey, time to Péchaud. Your rent is due. Péchaud.
That's got to be the best surname ever. Antoine Péchaud.
Péchaud, yeah.
Love it. Antoine Amédée
Péchaud. Okay, anyway.
Monsieur Péchaud?
Used to drink out of those egg cups, which were called coquetiers.
So it's more the
glass. So it's an Anglo-American pronunciation rapidly turned into cocktail. So she, I presume it's a she. And Antoine, no, is that Antoine's a man, isn't
it?
That's
a man.
Yeah,
Antoine, he would drink Antoine, out of
Antoine
the egg
de
cup.
Coq.
Huh?
Antoine de Coq.
Who's that?
What is that? Eurodresh.
Oh, was that his name?
Maybe it's a play on words. That's why he called him.
Maybe. And maybe he's, Antoine Amédée Péchaud used to drink out of the coquetier and used to have mixed drinks and that became the cocktail, and cocktail throughout America became cocktail.
Brilliant.
So nothing to do with cocks or tails.
That's a good one to drop when you go drinking next time.
Exactly. So it's a French word. Cocquetier is what you got to remember, which is the egg cup, and cocktail is a term for a mixed drink from Bordeaux. There
so
you go.
Was mocktail with Marshalled?
Beg your pardon?
No, like
Marshalled. It would be Marshalled. Probably.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Okay. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. Mocktail is like take your mocha for a drink.
Okay.
That's what it is. You just make the most of it. I'm trying to move away from what you just said.
No, I didn't say anything.
You did say
I'm just being French. From,
Shall I go next?
Okay, yeah.
The thing I learned, obviously we know, what if someone says to you, I'll be there in a sec, how long's a sec?
Second.
1 second.
See you in five. How long's five?
5 minutes.
5 seconds.
No, see you in five. I'm not going to, because I'm only 5 seconds. If you're well, 5 seconds away, you're right there. No.
Could be 5 hours.
No. It would be, if I said, hey, bro, where
see
are you?
Or 10.
I'm at the house. I'll see you in 10. 10 minutes. Yeah. Minutes.
Okay, fine. Okay.
If you say to someone, I'll see you in a moment. How long is that?
Oh, it's one a moment. Minute. No, moment is just, I'll see you in a moment. I don't think he's got time.
This is legit.
A moment is a minute.
No.
It's just one moment. It's just one
1 hour.
No.
Oh, my God.
See you in a moment.
Hold on. Okay, don't do it. So you're telling me right now that a moment isn't a minute?
No.
And that's a fact.
Because then you say, I'll see you in a minute.
But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what makes you think it was a minute.
A moment, because it's one moment. I don't know. Maybe because it just sounds a bit like minute.
I didn't realize that there's a specific time allotment to this word moment.
There is.
At this very moment in time, you know, people say
now,
that.
See you in a moment. See you now.
At this moment.
No seconds. No time.
You know what? For a vegetarian, you do stinky burps, you know that. It's such a kebab de garde.
I had garlic.
I'm glad I don't sit there.
It's like a mushroom toe. But obviously, I got with it. I'm thinking, oh, I got a bit embarrassed because I thought, oh, that's that Asian smell that we let off. And I'm like, hold on, that's one of you two then. I thought, it ain't Satch because I'm looking at him. I can feel it.
It's heavy garlic on the pasta.
I feel it going in my ear. Anyway, a moment you'd say like this, like Kedge's burp is going to linger for a moment.
It might do.
That's 60 seconds.
Is it more than a minute?
It's more than a minute.
Really? Less than an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Then I would have guessed the other way. I would have gone, oh, bruv, it just took me a moment. I'll get it done. Like it's almost like a scan.
In a day.
How we say scan second.
Give me your time. Go on.
60 minutes. No. I'm going to go half a day.
No, this moment.
Go on.
It's got maybe...
2 seconds.
Okay, if it's not a minute, 10 minutes.
It's more than a minute.
Okay.
Give me something.
2 minutes.
90 seconds.
2 minutes. But I don't know why.
90 seconds.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
Why?
That's a mad one, isn't it?
The moment is 90 that? Seconds. That Who is the time. That? If you say to someone, I'll do it in a moment, you've got 90 seconds to do that.
90 seconds. Wow. I did not know that.
That is a very good, proper, like, because it's a That's word a that we one. All use yeah, give me all a the time.
That's a good one.
Give me a minute.
In a moment.
Because everything else is time-based, isn't it? Like, yeah. give me yeah. a min, give me say, five, give me 10, in a give moment. Me half hour.
You say, give me a moment, though. You wouldn't say, just give me a moment. You'd say, give me a minute.
Maybe. Give me a moment. Maybe you can. Just say, give me a moment, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and do you think that their way of saying, I need a bit more than a minute, so I just need a moment?
Could be.
Oh, actually, what some people say, when they just need some time to themselves, they go, look, I just need a moment.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Give me 90 seconds.
Okay, right, fine. I got it.
My thing that I learned this week, and I was quite sort of blown away when I heard about this, and that is, you know, obviously the solo guitar moment in moment, it might be a moment actually, in Michael Jackson's Beat It.
It's like an electric guitar towards the end.
Electric. Do you know who does that one? Who plays that?
Is it pretty Slash or something?
No,
like
it's not Slash. It's Van Halen.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Mm. Right. And this is the bit I didn't know. So Michael Jackson asked Van Halen, I need a solo, you know, bit on Beat It to just take it to another level. He turns up, Michael Jackson has got £1 million in cash ready for him in a bag. Van Halen turns up, one take, picks up the suitcase, walks out. And that's exactly how that happened for that
track. I can believe that.
Can you imagine those days?
And bro, what year is Beat It? 5 million pound then. Honestly, if you had £1 million house then, that house is worth £8-9 million today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So he went and bought a house.
To have that in cash.
But he just rocked up. Like, you know what I mean? One take. And it was one take. Michael Jackson asked him. Michael Jackson had the money ready in the bag.
I can believe that.
I love stories like that. Yeah. And you just think, that is incredible. That has become one of the most, you know, popular solo.
That was like something like when Jay-Z recorded his whole album, The Blueprint, or something, in like a day or something like that. Wow. The whole album. And he just went in, did the verse and left. Yeah. That was it, done.
Big buck stuff, man. Yeah, that always blows me away.
Yeah.
That you think that, and that's how it went down. And even at their level, Michael Jackson and his people are turning up with cash. He's like, because Van Halen's gone, can we have your bank transfer details? Like, no, bro, I ain't got time to do your invoice.
Well, you never did bank transfers.
Yeah,
or
can you send us an invoice?
Send us a check.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, look, I'm going to rock up, have the cash ready. And I'll be honest, I don't want to name names because it wouldn't be fair to name one artist. But there's so many concerts that are host where they're backstage waiting for cash to get paid for their gig.
Yeah.
And they're at I'm at major venues. And it wasn't none of the ones recently, but I'm going back years.
Yeah.
BBC.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and they're like, they're refusing to go out.
Yeah.
One particular artist refused to go out because the deal was, I remember it was the time, he went to the new iPhone 4. That's how long ago it was.
Wow.
So what I'm saying, it goes. So
I mean, yeah, it goes on.
At obviously. That level. And here it you happens. Are,
yeah.
Van Halen as well, kind of going, £1 million cash. And he's going there now.
One take. Yeah.
That's what he does. Yeah, bang. That's what 1 minute's work, let's say.
Yeah, a minute's work, if that.
In one take, heard the beat.
One take.
Slapped it on top of it, layered it on, gone.
Van Halen. Love that. Well done. Really well good. Done. Yeah. And you're right. It's £1 million for a moment's work.
Yeah, for a moment's work.
And speaking of something that's not going to cost you £1 million, don't forget London Podcast Festival.
London Podcast Festival 2024. We are there on Saturday, the 14th of September at 9:30 p.m. Doors open at 9. Mm. So as we heard say earlier on, you've got plenty of time to kind of do your thing, get there, make a night of it, come down, bring a crew down. Listen, one thing's for sure, it'll be a laugh.
And
we're not there to be kind of heavy. It's just going to be fun. Come and have a fun night out.
Another thing that's for sure, tickets going to be sold out. Because we're saying this on today's podcast.
Yeah.
And last year, the moment we said it on the podcast.
It went in a day.
In the day.
Yeah.
It was gone.
It was
so day. Some people are always checking the website to see if there is another show. So there'll be already people ahead of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I'm just saying, because last year I had people saying, well, I didn't get tickets. I'm like, well, what do you want me to do?
Yeah. And by the way, how long, when do you think it'll be done by? Because I'm just thinking about, if I was going, I'd be like, is it trains back or cabs back? Or
11. Done it. It finishes at 11.
Later.
It has, yeah. But I think, well, yeah, we'll be done. Yeah, we'll be getting out at 11. And we'll be hanging around there, by the way, as well. So we kind of can say hi as well. And it's not going to be loads of people there. So yeah, we'll be around. My point is, make a night of it. I'm just thinking about people might want to book a hotel. Like, you know, they're coming from like your Leicester massive, Birmingham massive.
Hotel.
Yeah, you know, I'm just
bring
saying.
Bring your binoculars.
Just enjoy. Yeah, I'll be there.
If anyone's bringing my binoculars, you are getting shouted out.
Durbin. What am I singing now?
Atif Aslam and Duri.
Duri. Oh, Duri. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Don't be Duri. Be Neary. Come along and we'll see you there.
Just very quickly, this has impressed me the most on this
dark
podcast.
Dark Fantasy Choco Fills made by Sunfeast.
We are not sponsored. I'm going to say it. But, bruv, for me to walk through an aisle of a supermarket, see Shahrukh Khan's face, and I thought, I'm going to buy this as a joke.
Yeah.
These are really good.
These are great. They're an upgrade
Thank
on
Bourbons. Thank you,
Sachi. Yeah.
It's the best thing about this podcast.
So, in fact, if anyone's going to Dubai over the next 3 months.
Or India.
Bring back some Dark Fantasy Choco Fills. Maybe the nut-filled ones. That Kedge wants, and then bring them to the podcast festival. We'll see you there. You can bring them there. We'll all munch away. Until next week, take it easy and laters.
Laters.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.